Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, an impoverished 17-year-old Christian Pakistani girl serving in domestic work was killed by her Muslim employers. The reason? Not cleaning properly. But her story isn't uncommon. And FMI's Pakistani partners are addressing the issue through its Sewing and Literacy Center outreach. Each six-month class enrolls 12 women, FMI's Bruce Allen.
They're being trained in sewing skills so that they can become seamstresses out of their own homes. So we've changed the work environment for them. They're in a safer place. It's a job that is in demand locally, so their income is better.
This gives women better employment options, plus they're learning to read, and the Bible is their textbook. Please ask God to touch the hearts of these women as they go through the program. And the Biddy Biddy refugee camp is the largest in Uganda. Many of the refugees in the Biddy Biddy camp are from South Sudan, a country currently torn apart by civil war. But it's here, in this place of corruption and at times despair, that E3 Partners is trying to bring hope with the help of short-term trips. Despite their struggles, the people E3 has met are compassionate, hospitable, and generous with the little they have. E3's Jeff Johnston.
They're looking for hope, and that's what Jesus is. He is our hope. And so these people will welcome you in, and they'll listen to what you have to say, and so many of them have come to know Christ.
E3 is building relationships in this camp and helping Christians grow into leaders. E3 hopes that these newborn Christians will share the gospel in the camp and eventually in their home countries too. We'll help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.